You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. And, of course, you know I have a great show for you. That goes without saying. But this is a great time for you to take some time out for yourself. This show is going to kind of cover our wealth component. And so you might want to just find a nice place to sit, grab something to write with, get your favorite beverage, and take a few minutes out for yourself to embrace, capture, and be alert for the wisdom tips that will be shared with us today from today's guest. Now, today's guest is going to share with us what she likes to call bless the work. And so just stay tuned if you want to know more about bless the work and how that can help amplify the pillar of wealth in your life. So stay tuned. Now, before we get the show started, I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living For You, at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. They've got some great things going on right now. And if you're looking to get your body right for that spring, summertime weather, this is a great time to do it. And Blissful Living For You has some really good things that can help you really amplify you getting those desired body looks that you want. So when spring comes and we step it into a little bit more warmer weather, your body is looking right, feeling tight, and you're absolutely feeling great in your mind, body, and spirit. So check out Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. Also check out their events page. They got a lot of events coming up to help amplify your wellness, wisdom, and wealth, and things that you will not want to miss out on. The next sponsor is a telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They are All Day Cable Incorporated. They have been in business for 30 years, and they specialize in voice, data, fiber optic, wireless systems, network distribution, video, audio, everything that we utilize today to communicate with our customers, particularly in this day and age where we're going more virtual. You need to have your connections connected correctly the first time so you don't miss out on that client, that loved one, or that friendly gathering that you're having virtual. So check out All Day Cable Inc. at All Day Cable Inc. if you or you know a business that is in need of a great telecommunications installation company. So now that I've piqued your curiosity, I've covered all the bases with regards to our show, and we have our sponsor of today's show as our guest. Her name is Sonia Cameron.
Sonia Cameron. Mm-hmm.
Sonia Cameron. And let me tell you a little bit about Sonia. Sonia is a successful tech support engineer by day and a savvy self-made author by night. After experiencing her own career hurdles that challenged and strengthened her spiritual growth, she set out to spread what she learned through writing. First published in 2014 with Christian Devotions, Sonia harnessed good old-fashioned ingenuity and modern tech skills to grow her prayer and career blog to a loyal 2,000 monthly readers. In addition, because of her website's success, Sonia wrote a book called God, Please Help Me Find a Job that's available on Amazon. And it's in Kindle format as well as paperback format. So now that Sonia has been this published author and she's got this busy career and she's growing her business, she's also a wife and a mother of a blended family. And she loves to cook and cooks to love. So without wasting any more time, I want to get right into the show today called Bless the Work. Welcome to the show, Sonia. How are you doing?
I'm feeling great. Thank you for having me on your show. So happy to
Thank
be
you.
Here.
Thank you for saying yes. I like the title of our show that we're going to be talking, Bless the Work. And congratulations on being a published author. I know myself how good that feels when you finally get that piece of written work out there in the world that shares a little bit of your expertise and hopefully helps whoever picks it up to just have a better day, maybe step forward in their careers or just have a better life. So congratulations on being a published author. That's huge.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited about the work. We actually published it in 2020 at the peak of the pandemic. In fact, I was inspired to write it because of the pandemic when I found out it was about 17 million people filed for unemployment
right
at that time. And it just, my heart just wept because I was like, what are these people going to do? How are they going to survive? You know, how can they go on? You know, how are they going
right.
to bounce back? How are they going to bounce back from this? And I was just led to start writing a book. And it just flowed out of me. And before I knew it, I had a work. And I wanted to make it easy to read. So I commissioned a photographer to put images in the book. So it's an easy read. It's not just all
that's
words.
Great.
It's images too.
That's great. I mean,
yes.
we're gonna talk a lot about it. We're going to talk a lot about it. But I want to first ask you a couple of questions with regards to you mentioned something very important with regards to all the people losing their jobs last year in 2020 with the pandemic from COVID-19. What did you see that stood out the most that kind of, let me backtrack a bit. The question I want to ask you is, with regards to the pandemic and everybody losing their jobs, what stuck out for you like a sore thumb that you had expertise or wisdom to share with people that you wanted to share at that moment in time and that you want to share with people now that might be unemployed and suffering from the results of COVID-19's pandemic on our economy?
What I want to share is that I believe that the secret key to an effective job search is including God in your search. A lot of people leave God out, especially when they find themselves unemployed or furloughed. They don't think to include God in their situation. And so my message is to include God in that situation, and that you're not alone when you find yourself in that particular status as being unemployed.
Okay, so when you say include God in your search for employment, you know, share with the listeners exactly what that means, because I may have a vision of it, you may have a vision of it, and someone else may have a vision of what that means. But based on your expertise and the wisdom that you bestow in your book, share with the listeners how or what they can do to help them include God in their search for employment.
Well, first of all, the key I feel like is prayer and spending time with God. A lot of times we have busy lives, and I certainly have a lot of activity going on in my life. You know, I have two sons, and sometimes it's hard to find a time and a place to have a quiet time to get along
right.
with God. But it's imperative to actually take time to spend time with God, even if you don't say anything. Just get quiet, you know?
Right.
And you know, sometimes your heart prays. You don't have to say anything. Your heart can pray, and God knows what's on your heart. But the book that I wrote actually has prayers in it until you find your own words. So I
oh, wrote
wow. the words. If you don't know what to say, I give you the words to say, Actually, I've written two books. The first book is 21 Prayers for the Job Seeker, and it has 21 prayers for just about any situation you would find yourself in as a job seeker. And then the second book, which came out last month, is a journal and job search organizer, which allows, it gives you space to write your own prayers, because each job search situation is different. It's as unique as your DNA. So, you know, you might have a desire and a concern that's not found in my book. So you can write your own prayers using the guidance that I give in my latest work.
And so what's the name of the latest book?
It's also the same title, God Please Help Me Find a Job, but it's called The Journal and Job Search Organizer. So in the beginning, it has the same format guiding you through writing your own prayers. And that, and then at the back of the book, it has a resource where you can keep a record of your job search, listing the organizations that you've applied and the positions you applied to and the network connections that you've established, and also the types of interviews that you've gone on and the results of those interviews and the pros and cons of the jobs, the job offer information, all of that you can keep in this job search journal that I released.
Oh, that's great. So it's a concise little book that can help really take you from the beginning step of job seeking by the inclusion of prayers. And then also you can journal like your job search, so to speak, where you've applied, you know, what you've done, the follow-up, the results, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So it's kind of concise and kept all together, which I think is great because, you know, as you go through your search, your job search, you know, you might start off with one prayer, but as you evolve through the job search, there might be other prayers in the book that actually speak to you at that moment in time that help move you forward and help to give you more guidance and wisdom on your journey to reestablishing employment. So I think that's a really beautiful thing because it's not only taking care of, say, the wealth component with you finding a job, it's also taking care of the spiritual and mindset component with helping you to stay motivated and stay connected to the spirit, so that the spirit can help you get the job that you desire. So I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, with regards to the prayers, because I see it has 21 prayers in there for the job seeker. With regards to the prayers for the job seeker, are the prayers, are they real long prayers? Are they prayers? Do they vary in size? You know, does it take a lot of time to do these prayers?
The prayers are not very long. They're usually, they vary in size, but the average prayer is less than three paragraphs. You know, they're pretty short. They're no longer than a page, and usually for each opposing page opposite the prayer is an image. Because I really tried to make the first book, The God Please Help Me Find a Job, 21 Prayers for the Job Seeker, I wanted it to be a pocket reference guide for anybody looking for a job, so they could just pull it out. You know, if they're on their way to a job interview and they're concerned, they could just pull it out and pray the prayer about a job interview. Or if they're concerned about, you know, changing careers, they could just pull it out and pray the prayer about changing careers. Or if they have a temporary job and they want to become a full-time employee, they can just pull it out and pray the prayer on temporary employee who wants full-time employment. It's a lot of different prayers. I have four sections of prayers in that book. The first section is the emotions of the job seeker. The second section is the status of the job seeker. The third section is the needs of the job seeker. And the fourth section is the job search process. So I try to
like
give a comprehensive overview of all of the different aspects of the job search.
Now, is there any like specific instructions in the book with regards to how to use the prayers or how to go about it, or is it something that someone can just pick up and open up whatever page, you know, they
plan to? They don't have to read it sequentially. They can just pick it up and you know, pick whatever prayer they want to pray and do it that way. And that's why I wrote the compliment to it, the journal, so that, you know, if they wanted to write their own prayer, you know, something more specific to them and do a deeper dive, that they could, you know. So
I like that. I mean, if you're out there listening and you are in the situation that we're kind of talking about, which is the unemployment situation due to the pandemic, or you are having a little bit of struggle with regards to finding a job or finding something that's stable enough to last through the ups and downs of what's going on with the pandemic, then you might want to check out what Sonia's book has to say. And we'll share more about how you can get the book in a little while. But I want to ask Sonia some more poignant questions with regards to the book. So the book can pretty much be used by anybody. What about those that are already employed but want to seek another job in a different arena? Can this book be utilized by them as well?
Yes. There are a couple of prayers that approach that. Like in the needs of the job seeker, I have a prayer called Decision Making for Job Seekers. I have a prayer called Changing Careers. And I have a prayer called Needing a Breakthrough. So for job seekers needing a breakthrough. So that would cover just about anybody that's employed.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that, you know, we're talking about people that are unemployed, but this book can be utilized for anybody that is either employed or unemployed. If you're someone that just needs a little, I like to say, extra special energy to help you fulfill whatever it is you need when it comes to securing a job, then, you know, you might want to check this out for sure, especially if you're a person that is spiritual and connected to, you know, God, divine spirit, then this might be something that just might help you, help to put your mind at ease. I know a lot of times when people get, you know, something happens, like, you know, the pandemic, and, you know, we've never seen this many people lose their job or this many people file unemployment due to, you know, circumstances beyond anybody's control. And sometimes we get down on ourselves and think, you know, you're in this all alone. But Sonia has written this book that says you're not in this all alone. All you have to do is reach out to me, God, divine spirit, reach out to me, and let's join in partnership and let me help you on your journey to finding your next job, or let me help you on your journey to establishing what you want to do next when it comes to your employment or your career choice. So great, great, great inspirational things that we can utilize. And you probably can probably utilize this book not only if you're a job seeker, but just, you know, for some spiritual wisdom and uplifting at any time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it. So now, with regards to blessthework.com, tell us a little bit about blessthework.com and what Bless the Work has to offer.
Well, yeah, Bless the Work was started a while back, back in the 2008-2009 timeframe, when I can write about these things because I've been through job transition, and this particular time I was searching for a job, and I had some misgivings because I had been fired from my previous position, and I really didn't know what to do. And I went on an interview, and they asked me, well, you know, what made you leave your last position? Like, why did you leave your last role? And I wasn't sure what to say And I didn't tell her the truth. I told him that I had been laid off. Well, it was a layoff of one because I was fired. So anyway, needless to say, I was not comfortable with my response. And I came home. I was distraught. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. And I got alone with God, and that's how I, you know, got into praying about my job situation. And I said, God, if you would just let me get another job interview, I won't mess it up. I will tell the truth. I'll stand in my truth and just let the chips fall where they may. But I'll have to tell the truth, and I'll let you do the rest. And so as time would have it, I did have another interview, and I went on the job, you know, the job interview, and the manager asked me, so why did you leave your last role? And I said, well, to be honest, I was fired, and It wasn't a good fit. It just wasn't a good fit. And he said, that's curious, he said, because you came highly recommended.
Oh.
I said, I did. I said, I did. He said, yes. He said, Jennifer recommended you and said that you were an enthusiastic employee and that you were a pleasure to work with and you always had a good attitude. I was like, wow. And at the time, I couldn't remember who Jennifer was. I was like, I'm saying to myself, who is Jennifer? So anyway, by the time I got home, I remembered that Jennifer was a young lady that I would have coffee with at the job where I got fired from. And we would meet in the morning, and she would be in the break room around the same time that I would be there. And I would just, you know, laugh and talk and joke with her in the morning time. And just so happened, I applied for a job. She saw my name and recognized my name and recommended me. And so manager, he said, since you came so highly recommended, we decided we're not going to interview anybody else. We're just going to hire you.
Oh, wow, and that's great.
That's what happened. So God will put favor on your name when you have a relationship with him.
Right.
When you have a relationship with him and include him in your situation.
I love it. And just to go for more proof to show that you're not in anything alone. A lot of times we think we're in our challenges alone, and we sometimes forget to, you know, connect with God, connect with the divine spirit, and just let them know what's on our heart. Even though it's already known, sometimes just articulating and getting it out and having that conversation is very therapeutic to your spirit, your soul, your mental status, your physical and emotional well-being as well. So that's a really cool story, because how many people would be willing to tell their future employer or somebody that is interviewing them that they actually got fired, you know, and then and have the response come back like, I know you wanted to be like, what, you know, but you're trying to play it cool. But that's a great story to share, because you incorporated the tools that you share with everyone in your book with regards to doing that and how to do that. So now what else can someone get if they go to your site, blessthework.com? What else can they get besides, you know, help with prayer and incorporating that into their lives and their job search? Is there any networking within the in arena, or is it just wisdom shared? Can you share with them to listen? Yeah.
Well, on my website, there is a free download. It's called 21 Days of Preparation for Your Job Search for Your Next Role. And so they can get that free download, and it actually has 21 baby steps that they can take towards their next role. And that's a free resource that's on my website. They can also find different nuggets of advice that I post in my encouragement blog. Sometimes I talk about LinkedIn. Sometimes I talk about conversations. There's also videos there of interviews that I've done. And just different prayers for different situations. Mm-hmm. So prayers that are not in my book, but prayers that I wrote before I wrote the book that speak to different situations, like prayer for when you think you might lose your job. You know,
right.
That's
right.
One of the popular prayers. So yeah. So there are a lot of resources on my website.
So you guys out there listening, if you're in a situation or you know someone, you have a friend, family member, someone that you love and care about, and they're in the midst of the unemployment status, so to speak, with maybe no possibility of returning to their previous job before COVID-19. It may not exist because a lot of that is happening as well. Or they are looking for something new that may offer them a little bit more stability in the future. Sonia's site definitely has information. It provides encouragement, prayer, guidance, and even has guided prayers that you can tap into. And then also you can have access and definitely get access to her support community on Facebook and a prayer community as well, if that's something you want to open up and incorporate into your job search and help you with reclaiming the employment status versus being unemployed. Now, before we go, Sonia, I want to ask you one other question with regards to anybody out there looking for employment right now. And it doesn't matter if they're the 20-somethings or the 60-somethings. What is one piece of advice, one piece of words of wisdom or tips that you would like to share with the listeners out there right now when it comes to the whole employment, unemployment thing and the whole career / job search, I don't know what to call it. I don't want to say challenge, but job search opportunities that someone might be pursuing out there. What is something that you would like to share?
A couple of things. The first thing I would say is, start by taking a baby step every day towards your career goal. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort. If you just do one thing a day, and you can start by getting the download off my website, and just even if it's just contacting somebody, just networking, establishing a relationship with somebody, that's something towards your career goal. So that's one thing. Another thing you can do is you can pick a scripture to encourage yourself. I know that, you know, there are a lot of people who, you know, don't know scriptures, but you can find scriptures in my book. And you can just pick one scripture. You don't have to, like, have the whole Bible written everywhere. But just pick one that speaks to you, that speaks to your spirit, and post it everywhere in your house, put it in your car, carry it in your wallet, put it on your refrigerator. And when you think you might lose your mind, use that scripture to remind you of God's promises and to center and calm you so you can see how much God really loves you. Because he gave his word just for you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. What a great message and a great way to end the show today with regards to just the inspiration and motivation. You know, when you were speaking, I just felt this, like, just sense of peace and calmness around me. So I'm sure that anybody listening to us have our conversation today will hear that peace and calmness and just that genuineness in your voice and how spiritually connected you are, and the energy is just it's amazing. It's just very, very peaceful. So thank you, Sonia, for sharing your words of wisdom with us. Now, if someone wants to get a hold of you, get in contact with you, get a copy of the book, so to speak, how can they do that?
Sure. I am on Facebook at Bless the Work of Our Hands is my Facebook fan page. I'm on Instagram at Bless the Work. The books are on Amazon.com. It's under my name, Sonia H. Cameron. Also, you can find it under God, Please Help Me Find a Job at Amazon.com. Also, you can go to my website, which is Bless the Work, BlessTheWork.com. What else? You want my social security number?
So basically, if someone is, if they can't find you, they're not really looking, basically, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm everywhere.
For sure. And you guys out there listening, just know that her information will be on the podcast page with the description of this show. So if you go, if you're listening on iHeart or iTunes or, you know, Pandora or Spotify or, you know, one of the many other sites that we might be on, you definitely can connect and get her information for sure. So I want to thank you, Sonia. I keep saying wanting to say Sonia, and I apologize. It's Sonia. And I actually had went to school with a girl, her a friend of mine. We're still connected. Her name is Sonia as well. You're the only other Sonia I know. So I want to thank you so much for your gift of being with us tonight and sharing your words of wisdom. It's just been really, for me, inspirational. And I think anybody out there listening that might be in a situation where they're turning, getting really a little downtrodden with regards to the job search, I think you give them a message of hope and you give them some tools that they can utilize to help facilitate them getting a new job or a different job or reestablishing their place of employment in the employment society. So thank you so much, Sonia. And
thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. And then I want to thank our sponsors, All Day Cable Incorporated at alldaycableinc.com, as well as Blissful Living for You at Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com. Please check out the sponsors. And again, Sonia is a sponsor of this particular podcast, so kudos to her. Please check her out. Please go to Amazon, pick up her book, pick up a few copies, and give them out to people you know that could definitely use some inspiration and some spiritual help with regards to their employment search in this day and age. Excuse me. So with regards to that, everyone, this is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and I'm going to wish you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. As you go forth in your day today, may you think about all the abundance, all the goodness, and all the love that you have around you, and then share a little bit with someone you know, such as just smiling and just telling that person you love them and how much they matter to you. Again, wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. And until next time, may you stay healthy, safe, and well. And goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.